Speaking of football, he played at O'Gorman, he played at USD, wanted to get into the NFL, but now he's playing in the FFF, the Fédération Française de Football. How close did I come to that one, Will Powell?
Came pretty close. Stumbled a little bit, but yep, European League trying to make it to that Euro Bowl.
So bonjour, Will.
Bonjour.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Je m'appelle Will Powell, no?
Yeah, hey, I know the basics.
See, you should have taken more French when you were at O'Gorman. Should have taken more French there.
Man, I tell you what, I was a Spanish minor at USD, and Spanish is 100 times easier than French is. Because I bought Rosetta Stone, actually, you know, when I signed the contract, and it is something difficult to learn the French language. My tongue isn't ready for all the wee-wee and bonjour stuff quite yet.
All right, tell us, where are you playing in France?
I'm playing in a city called Nîmes, spelled N-I-M-E-S, and it's south of France, 10 minutes away from the Mediterranean Sea.
So how did this come about that you ended up playing professional football in France?
Yeah, kind of crazy. You know, when I didn't make an NFL roster this summer, you know, I really decided and kind of promised myself that I would use football as an avenue to at least see the world, if nothing else. And so there's this website called Europlayers.com. And basically, I made an account on there, put my highlights up and my stats. And that, you know, a couple of days after that, teams just started offering me to come play in Europe. And I was offered by a team in Poland, Spain, and France. And the French team gave me the best deal, and so that's where I'm headed.
What about the level of competition? Is it comparable to what you were doing at USD? Is it a Division II? Is it maybe a step up? What do you know what the competition level is, Will?
Yeah. You know, it's probably comparable to a D1 AA or a D2. I would say you can only have two Americans per team. That's the rule in the European League. And so, you know, the Americans are obviously there to kind of carry the team. And I'm going to do a little coaching, help coach their guys because obviously American football isn't huge over there yet. And it's growing. But, yeah, the level of competition isn't quite the NFL. But, I mean, I'm looking to dominate and play my game.
Did you say it was the Nîmes Centurions that you played for?
Yes, sir. That's the squad.
Wow.
So you're going to play, but do they want you more for what you can do on the field, or do they want you for maybe helping them to adapt to what American football is?
100% what I can do on the field. It's pretty competitive to go over there, even though the level of football isn't that high, just because you can only have two Americans per team. And honestly, I'm kind of in a lucky situation because, you know, Europeans typically are smaller human beings in general. And so, they've got receivers, they've got a bunch of DBs, but they really usually want a quarterback and a linebacker. And, these teams saw my film and they really liked it. And so, they love what I can do. They need a speed guy there, and so I'm hoping to score a lot and lead them to the French championship.
Damn! I just went to the website. It's all in French. I can't read it.
You need a translator, Matic?
Come on! I need Will to have you translate for me here.
You got that Rosetta Stone, right? Man. Well, you know what you can do is you can just DVR episodes of Gaspar and Lisa. I mean, that's a Disney show set in France. That'll teach you everything you need to know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
When does the season start?
So I leave actually next Friday, January 10th, and then training camp will start about a week after that. And then our first game is February 20th in Paris. And our opening game, we're actually playing Curtis Riggs. Curtis Riggs played there about 5 to 10 years ago, and his team is our opening game. And so, you know, he's talking all sorts of smack, trying to tell me we're going to lose, whatever, but we're definitely going to get him.
How many games in a season?
I think there's 14 regular season games, and then the playoffs start, like, end of May. And so if we win the French League, then we'll be able to compete for the Euro Bowl, which is where we'll travel to, you know, Germany, Austria, you know, England, different countries to compete for that Euro Bowl.
This is certainly going to be a way for you to travel Europe.
No doubt about it.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And actually, Marcus Sims, you guys remember Marcus from USD, the running back down there. When I was there, he just signed to go play in Germany. And so, man, if we both win our leagues, then there's a chance me and him will be playing in the playoffs, and that'd be pretty crazy.
So are you just signed for 1 year through the end of the season, or is it a multi-year deal?
Yep, it's a one-year deal, and so they actually already booked my flight back for, like, the end of July. And so I'll go over there, you know, get some film going. If I play really well and I have the opportunity to come over here and play, you know, I'm obviously going to take that opportunity. You know, if I really like it over there and want to go back, then that's always an option as well.
Anybody else we may know that is playing in that league besides you and Marcus Sims?
Not currently. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we need to keep up on it, and I'm going to have to learn some French myself if I'm going to read this darn website on what's going on, because I'm going to have to follow your stats. And what is your role going to be on the field?
Yep. So I'm playing receiver, obviously, and we have a stud quarterback. So the other American on my team is a quarterback from the Denver area. He played at Nebraska Kearney, and he was actually with the team last year. And he actually played a big role in me signing over there, just because of he said he loved the team so much, loved the area. But you know, he scored 47 touchdowns last year. He threw, and so I'm looking to score probably. He told me I need to score at least 30 touchdowns. So I'm obviously going to be a huge option on offense, and then also I'm going to be playing some safety. And bringing myself back to
the old OG days.
The old OG days. And freshman year of college, I played ways, too.
That's right.
But I've been working on my back pedal a little bit here at field house. And I'm a little rusty, but we're getting there for sure.
All right. Is there a particular stadium you can't wait to play in?
Shoot. I guess not off the top of my head, but, you know, Bobby, the quarterback, was telling me that, you know, we play a lot of our games in some crazy soccer stadiums. And so, I wouldn't mind playing in, you know, one of the huge French soccer stadiums. And, you know, that'd be pretty awesome to throw that baby up.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to play in Wembley at all, but still the opportunity to play some football.
He's
going to
play in France.
I know that you
Paris.
Love.
He's going to play in Paris.
That's right. All the wine you can drink, I'm sure. And it's going to be a great time in France. And I'm sure your mom and dad are going to figure out some way to get out there to watch you.
Oh, no doubt. You know, Mary and Tio are they're coming in May for a couple of weeks to catch a couple of games. And my brother and some buddies are coming for almost 3 weeks in March. So It's gonna be an awesome time, no doubt.
I'm not worried about your mother. I'm worried about your father getting over there. You're gonna have to have an extra person to watch him the whole time you're over there. No doubt about it.
Yeah, you always gotta worry about Big CO causing havoc.
That's
especially
right.
Especially in Europe.
Are you still doing some working out with the Riggs Football Academy then?
Yep. I'm gonna be working pretty much right up until I leave, and so if there's any guys that want to get a quick workout in before I leave, you know, I'm going to be here every day until then. And then, you know, I'm working with Corey Williams and Dale Moss, and we're really just trying to hone our receiver skills, working on a lot of technical stuff here every day, just trying to get better. And so, stay at the field house. If I'm getting better. If you guys want to join me, come join me.
Get a nice workout with Will and free French lessons afterwards.
Exactly.
Well, we wish you the best, Will. It's always fun talking with you about this. I know a passion that you have playing football. You'll represent Sioux Falls and your Coyotes and your Knights real well. And we will talk again either while you're over there or when you get back on how things go.
No doubt. Appreciate you guys having me on. And also, I'm going to be blogging and, you know, kind of keeping everyone up to date on what's going on over there and how I'm doing. So I'll get you guys that web address, too. I'm almost completely done with it, so.
You got it. We'll be in touch, and we'll tell everybody about your blog as well.
Sounds great, guys. Appreciate having you on.
Thanks, Will. Good luck.
Take care.
There he goes, Will Powell. Good luck to him.
Man, that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.